Good afternoon. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Today we're going over 7 secrets of brilliant body language. To begin with, upright posture. You want to gently hold your spine upright, gently. So you can imagine, some people talk about imagining the line from roughly the crown of the head. Imagine a string pulling your spine more aligned, more upright from the crown of your head. So if you can hold your spine upright, a lot of us gradually get this hunch forward posture, even if it's only slight because we spend so much time in front of computers. But if you can gradually pull your spine a little bit more upright, it's going to give you a more powerful effect anytime you communicate. The next, go ahead and gently pull your shoulders back. So again, we kind of get this hunched up and over posture. You gently pull your shoulders back a little bit. You could think about something like a half inch to an inch, maybe not even that much. You can start with just slightly, so you start being aware of the placement of your shoulders. So you pull them back slightly. The third secret, pull your shoulders down slightly. So the same thing, roughly a half inch to an inch, and it might even be less than that. So you're just doing a slight, gentle pull back, and then you're pulling a slight, gentle pull down while you hold yourself upright. That's the first 3 secrets. This is all about posture of the body and mainly about the spine and the shoulders. And if you get this right, it has a powerful effect. Even if it's subtle, we're talking about maybe a couple of inches of difference here, depending on how bad the challenge is. But with just a little bit of difference, you can get a dramatically different effect. Secret 4. We're going to start to breathe a little bit more deeply. As you're upright, this is going to facilitate you breathing a little bit more deeply. You're going to breathe down a little bit deeper. Rather than just going to the chest, we're going to work to go down the diaphragm, to feel your belly expand a little bit as you inhale. You don't have to take huge inhales, but slightly deeper inhales, slightly larger, will facilitate the next step. And bringing it in slightly deeper is what we're really going for, deeper in terms of deeper into the diaphragm. So bring that breath down a little bit deeper. The next tip, breathe a little more slowly. You can focus on the exhale at first, just. Just slow the breath down a little bit. So you're holding yourself upright, you're breathing a little bit more deeply. You're breathing a little bit more slowly. This is going to facilitate relaxation. To oversimplify the first 6 steps, you could think about improved posture and relaxation. With those 2 overarching things, you're going to come across much different than you used to. It's going to be a much more powerful effect, not just for other people, but for you as well. Secret 6. Now we're going to move a little bit more slowly. Now, over time, there's going to be times where you're going to speak in a more passionate or more spirited manner, and of course, your movement's going to tend to pick up speed when you do that. But if you practice speaking a little bit more slowly, moving a little bit more slowly, you start developing that fluidity and grace that absolutely looks magical. It's like a performance all the time. And when you develop that, you come across much more powerfully, and of course, moving a little bit more slowly also facilitates relaxation. Now, our final tip, secret number 7, is to speak with passion. Now, when you find something you're actually passionate about, or you find something you've got to speak about, and you dig into it and look at it and review it enough till you find something in it that you're passionate about, when you can connect with your passion and you present that to your audience, your body language tends to automatically improve because you're feeling the passion, you're feeling the excitement, you're really into what you're speaking about, and that's really moving for your audience. So 7, in a way, is a little bit of a shortcut. I'd absolutely pay attention to all the first 6 tips, but if you really get 7, it's going to give you a little bit of the effect of the first 6 tips, even if you never pay attention to those. But if you pay attention to those first 6 steps, then move on to the 7th, you are going to be giving killer presentations, you're going to be amazing at personal one-on-one communication, and you're going to have a much more dramatic impact with yourself in your own life. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending a little bit of time with me today. We'll talk again soon.